This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. You know those pretentious people who always want to boast about how they don't own a TV? They are winning. New data from the Energy Information Administration show Americans don't own as many TVs as they used to. We're still watching lots of stuff. It's just we're seeing it on smartphones and computer screens. Marketplace's Jed Kim reports on how this shift is changing our lives and the electronics business.
As 80s rock band Dire Straits once put it, we got some movies, got a TV. Except TVs aren't moving the way they once did. From 2009 to 2015, the average number per home dropped by a fraction, 2.6 to 2.3. Not much, but Chip Berry of the Energy Information Administration says it's a significant reversal.
This is the first time with this study that we've seen the average go down.
People are still buying big screen TVs, you know, for living room viewing. But Paul Gagnon of IHS Markit says they aren't replacing others.
Because now they have alternatives like tablets and smartphones that they can use for watching in many different locations of the home.
Meanwhile, prices for TVs keep dropping, and so manufacturers are trying to get us to splurge on bigger, pricier, newer models.
You try to, you know, encourage consumption of higher price point televisions to try to offset that price erosion.
And it may be working. He says the average minimum size of TVs shipped out during last holiday season, more than 45 inches. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.